Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Don't tread on me. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, doms and subs, libertarians and vegetarians, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, the snake goddess, Allah, Buddha, or even Dionysus. We may or may not. But until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A-women?
Hey, women!
I want to welcome you to Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your humble servant. And your whip-smacking daughter of the American Revelation. And if you're tuned in live, it's the 233rd anniversary of the American Revolution. It is 4th of July weekend. Yeah, time to venerate the founding daddios of our nation. Our whole nation, our love nation, our fetish nation, our tarnation. Yes, like George Washington, who grew hemp on his plantation, and Thomas Jefferson, who had sex with his slave, Sexy Sally Hemming, on his plantation. And then there was Ben Franklin, who didn't, I don't think, have a plantation. But he did enjoy those Paris orgies in between diplomatic efforts to gain French support for our new revolution that all-American, fireworking, beer-busting, summer-hot, orgasmic affirmation of freedom. Freedom of America. Land of the free, home of the slave. Let freedom reign, brothers and sisters. More than just about anything. We want to feel free, don't we? Feeling free is almost as important as feeling love. Sometimes more. Lots of us give up love to be free. We seek, we cherish, we fight for our freedom. And yet, it's so slippery. I mean, how free are you? Are you freer now than you used to be? Or less free? What imprisons you? Your job? Your marriage? Your school? Your parents? Your children? Your fears? Your neighbors? Your government? Is your religion a prison? Perhaps your political aspirations, wonderful as they might be, glorious, are actually holding you prisoner. Maybe your body imprisons you. Your weight, your size, your color, your age, your guilty conscience. Does that imprison you? Do you have great expectations? Does that imprison you? Do you expect someday somebody's gonna just come along and give you your freedom? Like on a silver platter? Like a big break? The big break you've been waiting for? Or maybe like a bomb? Maybe someone will bomb you free, huh? Liberate your soul and your bomb pulverized body. That's somewhat of a policy. Bomb will set you free here in America, other countries as well. And the sign on the Auschwitz gate says, "Work sets you free." Lord and Lady, save us from that kind of freedom. What about sexual freedom? This is a show about sex, with a capital X. So if that offends you, please feel free to turn us off. Well, looks like you're ready to get turned on. And it's Freedom Night, so you're free to talk about whatever you want. Give us a call, 1-866-289-7068. It's a free call. And yes, freedom is the greatest aphrodisiac, but restraint is a close second. You know, opposite sides of the coin and how that works. And my very special guests on this Freedom Firecracking Night are experts in the fine erotic art of restraint. Well, hello. And I'm ready to introduce them, I think, if my tech team is ready. Are we ready? We're working on it? Okay. I've got some exciting-looking guests that I'm looking at, and I believe soon I will be able to hear you speak. Just give me the word.
Keep talking.
Okay. Well, you know, I am just going to give out the other phone numbers. We have multiple phone numbers here. So, you know, I gave out the free one. That's 1-866-289-7068. And
it's distorting.
Then, you know, if you're in, like, Pakistan or Paris, then, you know, actually we do have a number to call in France, which you can find out on our website, drsusanblock.com. But if you're in Pakistan, well, you're not out of luck. You can call our regular number, okay? 213-670-0066. That's got three sixes. Sign of the devil. That's right. And, you know, the devil was originally Dionysus. How about that? And now,
I'm not sure. Can we introduce the guests? Yes? I am free. See, I was imprisoned for a moment by technology. But let's see. I have Mr. Fetish Nation sitting right here. Ian Rath, welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Well, thank you.
Okay, but is his mic on?
Yeah. His mic.
See, you're a prisoner of technology now. I don't know. Okay, it is. Be afraid, be very afraid, but feel the fear. We just heard you guys, so we're going to get there. This is, you know, the beginning of the show is always like this, like jumping on a bucking bronco, and you just got to hang on until the bronco is tamed. You know about taming beasts. So this is a wild beast that I'm riding, and that's why if you're listening to me and my voice is going in and out and in and out, you are riding the beast with me. Yep. Riding the audio beast up and down, and the freedom is minimal. Okay. I mean, my voice is here now. Not sure what. A lot of head shaking going on, brothers and sisters. Oh, go ahead though, but I can't introduce my guests yet.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Okay, let's try it.
Hello.
Test.
Can you hear me? Ah, look at that. There we are.
Ah.
That is amazing.
Okay.
Technology working for you.
Yes, finally. If you shake it and jiggle it and coax it,
it'll finally come to life.
Yes. Well, anyway, Mr. Fetish Nation, Ian Rath, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Okay, so tell us about Fetish Nation. I mean, we're talking about the nation tonight because it is the 4th of July weekend.
It is the 4th of July weekend.
And is this, you know, an outgrowth of our great American Revolution, Fetish Nation?
You could say that. It's an expression of bondage and fetish and S&M in all its spirituality and love and amazement for the world to enjoy.
The world, not just America.
Not just America, for the world.
All
sex is for the world.
Europeans and Africans and Australians, everybody. Okay, cool. Well, the whole world is right now enjoying your seatmate right here. Let me introduce Jesse Palmer. You look lovely.
Thank you.
Wow, look at this. What kind of an outfit is this? This is a little fetish outfit.
Yeah.
That is a corset that shows off your beautiful, lovely, natural boobs. And who dressed you? Did you dress yourself or did Master Ian dress you? Uh-huh. So perhaps you can tell us like the meaning of this outfit.
The meaning of this outfit is...
The spiritual meaning, since you said it was spiritual.
Oh, the spiritual meaning. I don't know if it has a spiritual meaning, but it's... stand up, Jesse.
It's red for the 4th of July.
It's red for the 4th of July.
You got the red going on there.
And we did that specially for
you.
Yeah,
thank you.
And it's latex, and she is liquid sex in it.
Yes, yes. And the theme tonight is freedom and restraint. You know, we celebrate freedom on...
So she should be free and restrained at the same time.
Well, she looks like that. You know, she's free. The boobs are definitely free. The smile is free. The attitude is free. But, you know, there's this restraint going on right around the waist and hips. That's very nice. Yeah. Very nice combination. Combinations of freedom and restraint are always very compelling. So, Jesse, welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Thank you.
So, tell us about you.
My name is Jesse Palmer. I have been in the sex industry for a year and a half now.
And how would you identify yourself? Are you a porn star? An erotic performer? Porn chick? A sub? A model? All of the above?
All the above. all the above.
Yeah. And how do you feel about freedom and restraint? Does restraint turn you on?
Oh, yeah.
In what way?
I don't know. There's something really, really sexy about just giving yourself to someone and allowing someone more
Jesse,
powerful.
Jesse, could you get real close to your microphone, please? Thank you.
There's something really sexy about giving yourself to someone and allowing someone more powerful than yourself to, hold your happiness, your pleasure in their hands. Mm. And I can't really explain it.
You did. That was a very evocative explanation there.
Thank you.
Very nice, very nice. And we're talking about Ian here, Master Ian?
Yes, ma'am.
Ah, okay. And does he literally hold it in his hands? Is it his hands, or is that just a metaphor?
That too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to know more about that in a little while, but I want to introduce my other exciting guest, so we'll come back to that.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm, I like the way she calls me ma'am. So, Zoe Holloway, welcome back to Radio Suzy One. Let's try her microphone.
Am I on? Yeah, there we are.
She's on.
I'm on.
Turn her on, yeah. Can I get that stool? Was somebody going to bring me a stool? Anyway. Stool. Okay. Zoe, welcome
yes,
back. Wow.
Thank you.
You look fantastic.
Thank you.
This is your third appearance, I believe, on
I think
the show?
So, yeah.
Yeah, first time was with Dane Cross.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and Annie Cruz.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Hot menage a trois.
Yeah.
And then, you're always different every time. Then you were in this little hot menage a trois, very intimate and passionate. And then you came on with Marcus London, Squirt Master.
Yes.
And you were part of a sort of an instructional piece on squirting with Marcus and Dume. And and you squirted beautifully. Yes, and very elegantly, I must say. You're always elegant, even when you're squirting, which is not easy, not at all. I would say restrained, but naturally so, perhaps. I don't know.
I think some directors would disagree with that one, but okay.
They think you're out of control?
Sometimes, yes.
I got to see that side of you. I guess, you were
squirting.
That's
how my squirting goes.
Yeah, I mean, you were squirting, so that was pretty out of control. But your face, I don't know, there's something very composed and...
Interesting.
Very relaxed about your...
Well, it feels good to release.
Yeah, okay. Yes, it does. And tonight, you are in control, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. Are you in control or are you controlled? Are you restraining
solo,
or
so
being restrained?
I'm here solo, so I suppose I'm in control of my own fate tonight.
Well, happy Independence Day.
Thank you.
So, I was confused. I thought you brought a slave, actually.
Oh, no, I invited him as a guest if he wanted to come to your show. He was someone I recently did a scene with, and we're talking about the scene this evening with Mistress D.
Oh, right, okay.
And Jimmy Broadway, so I invited him along to see what your show is about.
He's the one grinning in the background there?
Yes,
okay,
that's him.
All right, well, he's looking slavish towards you.
He's adorable.
Yeah, but cute. Yeah, very cute, like puppy dog-like.
And yes. He and I both, I mean, I had a first with him.
Yeah.
I've never fucked anyone with an 18-inch dildo before. So I was
18 inches.
Yeah.
Did it go all the way in?
Balls deep. I was in shock as I was doing
so
it.
So is his proctologist. Wow, that's impressive. Okay. Very impressive. He's grinning. I guess he hasn't stopped grinning since
he
did that
not.
With the 18-inch dildo. Yeah, the grin is
he was
plastered
so eager
on
and
face.
Happy. It was a pleasure, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you look dominant, but I guess you could be submissive. I don't know.
Either way, I just wanted to be comfortable and
you
wear
look
a shirt.
Very comfortable.
Thank you.
Yeah, and those bullet pasties look lethal. Yeah, hot stuff. All right, so moving right along, we have for the first time a virgin to the Dr. Susan Block Show, Miss Aria Aspen.
Hello.
Hello. Sounds like Song of the Woods.
Song of the Woods?
Well, Aria, isn't that a song, like an opera thing? And Aspen is like the woods, right? Aspen?
That's true.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Okay. So welcome.
Thank you.
Happy 4th of July.
Same to you.
And freedom, restraint, what do you find more erotic?
Oh, I could go either way on that one.
Yeah?
I don't know. I like kind of having options.
And you're another member of the adult industry.
Yes.
Okay, and how would you identify your membership?
Kind of how she said, it's a little of everything.
Okay, so you've done some porn,
mm-hmm.
and you've done some BDSM,
mm-hmm.
and what else have you done? Any circus performing? Or
No circus performing.
Uh-huh, webcam?
Webcam, yes.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What would you say is your specialty?
Probably camming, just because I've been doing that for...
Just that one-on-one kind of thing?
Almost 4 years.
Or is it one-on-12, or what?
It could be one on a lot of things.
Yeah.
It kind of depends on the day.
But just you and the camera.
Yeah.
Mm. Right. That's a more and more popular form of entertainment,
mm-hmm.
for both the people watching and the people doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's something to do.
All right. Well, you seem very laid back.
I am.
Yeah, yeah. You're not wearing like a tight corset underneath that.
No.
You're loose and goose.
Just
right. Are you more dominant or submissive?
You know, I've been both, but I prefer to be submissive. But I've done both. So.
Why do you prefer submission?
That's just what I like, personally.
Okay. Well, we'll see what we can arrange. So, now, moving right along, we have Mistress D. Severe.
Hello.
And her partner in sex crime. Not really. But just sort of. In a good way.
It depends on what jurisdiction you're in.
Right.
In some parts of this country now, it is sex crime.
That's right. Right.
Trying to prevent that.
But not here.
No.
But happily not in California, yes.
No. And you are partners, Jimmy Broadway, Mistress D. Severe. And you've in fact kind of arranged this little 4th of July Freedom and Restraint.
Brought a couple of friends to
collection.
Yes.
Congregation. And this is, you know, your third or fourth time back here. So you like the new womb room?
I love it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. And so you, I guess that you're always playing with freedom and restraint, the freedom to make the kind of movies you want about restraint.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So what are you making lately?
Well, we actually were the people who filmed the 18-inch dildo scene with Zoe and our lovely, lovely new substar, Slut Bottom Chris, over here. And it was a remarkable experience, and it's going to be in our movie, Strap On Idol, which is coming out in a month or two.
Strap On Idol, kind of like Idol, American Idol, speaking of America.
Yes, it's a fetish parody.
Right, and so you have a contest.
Yes.
Uh-huh, to see who can take the most strap-on up their ass.
Yeah, well, it started out because we film a lot of strap-on, which is one thing I totally love, and it's also very popular, and we're thinking, like, you know, we can't keep using the same three or four guys over and over and over again. We need some fresh blood here. So, you know, we were trying to recruit people, and we thought, well, we should have auditions. And then it was like, well,
we should film the auditions.
And then we could make them kind of funny and make them kind of, since parody movies are popular, what does this suggest? So, hence, Strap On Idol was born.
Mm. And so the judges strap them on to test the contestants.
Correct.
Very good. And so, Zoe, you were a judge.
I was Simone.
Yes.
Yes, very much
the
so.
The crotchety one.
Simone.
Yes.
Mm, like de Beauvoir. I'm sure she would have liked to have strapped one on with Sartre. Right.
I have another idea to film.
There we go.
Yeah. Yeah. They must have had threesomes, because he always had a girlfriend. He had a pretty steady girlfriend, I think. So okay, well, I think that's most of us here. We've got some other interesting people in the audience that we want to introduce a little later, but I'm coming back to Master Ian.
There you have it.
Master Rath.
No, I don't use the master, because I think it's rather presumptuous.
Sir?
No, just Ian Rath.
Ian Rath.
There you
not
go.
Not just Ian, though.
Just Ian. You can call me Ian.
Oh, I can call you Ian.
Absolutely.
I like the wrath part.
You can use that too.
Sounds kind of
whatever
wrathful.
Whatever floats your boat.
Mm, okay. So how did you get into this dastardly field?
Control. I adore women. I love them, but I like to play with them.
Yes.
Do devious, entertaining things.
Oh, do something devious and entertaining with Jesse here.
Well, what do you want, though? What would you like?
Okay.
What's going to work for
a little
for you?
Hair pulling, a little kind of strangling, a little nipple play.
A little strangling. A little strangling would be closer like that.
Yeah, this is just neck play. What do you call this when it's not strangling? It's just
sexy.
Being a collar.
Just sexy.
Just handling.
Just sexy.
Just sexy. Wow. Well, you know, yeah. She's just sexy. Just sitting
she's
there.
She's just well. She's
okay.
Just sexy. Just sitting there. What do you mean, Joy?
And this is her lovely little latex skirt, and no panties. Well, panty
really
boy would be
panties?
Disappointed. We have a panty fetishist who loves to watch and listen to the show, and he's always curious about the ladies' panties, but Jesse here is wearing invisible panties.
Does she really need panties? I don't think she...
Well, I'm okay with it, you know.
Does she need panties?
Well, look at that. She's got a beautiful tuft of hair on her delta of Venus, surrounded by a shaved, most of the delta is shaved. Very nice little pattern there. Very cute.
She doesn't need panties. She's adorable.
Well, I guess if you say she doesn't need panties,
no.
Then she doesn't.
Go ahead. Pull them down. Put your outfit back where it's supposed to be.
Okay. Very nice. Well, okay, so that's an example of what you do, and I guess we'll come back to you with more examples.
There you have it.
Right, okay. And so now we're back to Zoe.
Yes.
And would you like to do something with your, I guess,
curious as to what
puppy, I'll call him,
a puppy.
Well, I actually I performed a bit, and we did some puppy tricks.
You did some puppy tricks.
With Miss Ivy, who's on the couch with me. We actually performed a fantasy.
Ah, Miss Ivy. Yes. You performed what fantasy?
A fantasy. It was where she walked by a store where a puppy was for sale, and then she took it around, and then the puppy pretended to piss off the stage onto everyone. And then she
You were the puppy.
I was the puppy.
You pretended to piss.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it was in a public venue.
Oh. You kind of kicked your leg up?
Right.
Ah. Wow. What public venue was this?
Oh, it was a performance hall in San Diego.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought it might be a shopping mall.
Well, we have to try to be consensual. We want to know
if
people watching want to see it.
I'm sure the people in the shopping mall would love to see it, but never mind. No, I'm not advising that. But, look at you. You look just like a little doggy with your dog tags and stuff like that. Well, and you're wearing a skirt? Is that it?
A kilt.
A kilt, right. Uh-huh. And do you have panties on?
No.
No. Ooh. Well, Panty Boy wouldn't care about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, very nice. You certainly are well-shaved with your little Hitler mustache up there, yeah? And a cock ring. Uh-huh. And you apparently enjoy being restrained tremendously.
Oh, yes, please.
Yes.
And what is the joy of restraint for you?
My fetish is pleasing other people.
Get up to the microphone.
My fetish is pleasing other people. I
yes.
want to make people happy, and when I can give myself and make others happy, that's just fantastic.
Mm.
So people do different things to test how much I'm willing to make them happy.
What makes Zoe happy?
I just recalled that we did a double anal on him.
I was trying to figure out if
and
he
that
knew.
Was really fun.
I wanted him to answer. What do you think makes her happy? I mean, do you think the double anal, doing it on you, makes her happy?
I think you were pretty happy when I was on top of that cage bench.
Yes,
yeah.
I was.
The cage bench.
Yeah.
Yes, he was on his back and taking it very well.
And you were rather amazing in your flexibility, and your yoga training was well enjoyed.
So you were feeling a surge of power.
Yeah, yes, definitely. Because he enjoyed it so much. He was just beaming. It's like, and that makes me happy too, of course.
Well, gosh, you people just all like to please each other.
Yes, we do.
All except Ian here. Ian wants to be pleased.
True words were never spoken.
Yeah. I mean, that is maybe a sign that they're both, even though they like fetish play, they're both kind of pleasers, huh?
And I love pleasers. I love people that want to please me.
Yeah.
That's what I live for.
I do too. But I think I like to please too. I'm not sure what I am. That's why I do these interviews. I'm always trying to figure out where I fit in. Jessie knows where she fits in. You're a little slave girl.
Yes, ma'am.
Where are you from originally?
Ohio, in Louisiana.
Yeah. Did you grow up in a strict background or free?
Kind of both. I grew up in foster care, so it was kind of, but at the same time, it was very free.
Foster care?
Yes, ma'am.
Were you a good girl or a bad girl?
I was a good girl to everyone's face.
You snuck around.
Yes, ma'am.
You're a little sneak. A lot of submissives are, wouldn't you say, Ian? Because they don't confront things directly. They sneak around.
No, I don't like sneaky submissives. I like submissives who ask for what they want.
Yeah.
And who are very dirty girls.
But there is a tendency to sneak.
There is a tendency to sneak.
I think, among submissives.
But if you give somebody the freedom to do what they want to do and maybe help them down that road.
Yeah, maybe.
It's very liberating for them.
Uh-huh. Is that sound that I'm hearing in my headphones? Or everybody's looking. Okay, I'm hearing a crazy sound. All right. I hear voices. No, I hear static.
Medication for that.
Yeah. I don't know if I believe in it though. All right. So, but you used to sneak around. And what did you do that was bad, Jessie, when you were growing up in Ohio?
Almost everything.
Well, an example.
I snuck out of my foster parents' house one night while they were sleeping and took $50 and hid in my neighbor's caravan for, I don't know, probably 15 hours. And I saw the cops, like, looking for me and doing all this stuff, but I was in there fucking my neighbor.
Wow. You took the $50 for what?
In case I needed anything. I didn't know I didn't know where I was going, but I saw my neighbor.
You might
out.
Need a lot of condoms or
living expenses.
Right.
Yeah.
Some six packs, yeah. Okay. So did they find you or
I gave up.
You gave up?
Yeah, it was really hot in the van and I was really hungry.
So you suddenly just opened the door of the van and said, "Here I am."
I stepped out, yeah. And they kinda looked at me like
they were waiting for you.
Yeah, but they had no idea I was near.
Wow, that must have been
quite
a
moment.
And I was
like sitting there watching everything that was going on.
Uh-huh. And they must have known you were doing the nasty with the neighbor.
No. I have no idea.
I do. They must have been pretty turned on. Anyway, okay.
I would have been.
You were doing it with the neighbor. Wow, okay. Well, so now you have a master, so you get to do, I don't know, you don't sneak on him, do you?
No, ma'am.
You can tell me, he's not listening.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
You don't do anything sneaky?
No, ma'am.
You don't have to? You don't feel you have to?
Dr. Susie.
Yeah.
You have a caller?
Oh, I have a caller. Stacy in Utah, on line one. Hello, Stacy. Okay, let's talk to Stacy. Stacy wants to know about Zoe and her tattoos.
Huh.
What is the inspiration and meaning? Is Stacy there?
I am.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
Hi. Happy 4th of July weekend.
You too. I was just curious about those tattoos and what the inspiration is behind them.
Zoe.
Oh, my.
Maybe you should move your hair away from one of your tattoos there.
That was my first one, and it was just, it's not really what I wanted, but it's what happened after the scab fell off, so it is what it is.
It's a rose.
It's a rose wrapped around a tribal, and I wrote a poem a long time ago about, you know, the beauty and the wickedness of the world when I was a teenager. So that's what I wanted that one for. The star was actually part of a scene that I did for My Tattoo Girls. I was getting fucked and tatted at the same time and eaten out by Tori Black. It was awesome. Or Tori Lane, excuse me, Tori Lane. And
that's awesome too.
Yeah, it was awesome too. And then I have a lotus on my left shoulder, which was after a breakup. A girlfriend of mine is a tattoo artist in San Francisco, and I wanted a lotus on my shoulder, as well as the Latin script, "By God, not by chance, by my own directive force, will I attain what I want to."
Whoa, where's that? That's on your back?
Deo non fortuna.
And by?
By God, not by chance in Latin.
By God, not by chance.
Yes.
Wow, that sounds religious.
Well, spiritual, not religious.
Okay.
I don't believe in a god.
Susan, can you move to this side a little more? Because the pole's right in the way here.
Ah,
the camera
okay.
Can't get
and
you.
And then I have a gothic, 13th century gothic vampire cross on my lower back when I was stripping years ago. I just was really in a bad space mentally, and I was really sick of guys, and I just thought it's a protection against negativity, a symbol. So.
Well, let's see this one. Whoa. Oh, pull that skirt down a little farther. There we go. Let's have a look. Okay. So, Stacy, are these the tattoos you want to know about, or are you thinking of
yes.
a particular tattoo?
No, I just have seen several videos, so I was just curious if there's any meaning behind them.
There's forgiveness on my left arm and love and faith on my right. Yes, they each have meaning. They were each at different times in my life where I felt like these words or these scripts or symbols, I needed to see them.
Do you have tattoos, Stacy?
No, I don't.
You don't? They don't let you do that in Utah, huh?
I actually got my first tattoo in Utah, so they do.
Oh, I know they do. But are you, I mean, I hate to stereotype, but, you know, I do a radio show, so I will. Are you Mormon, Stacy?
Jack Mormon.
What is that, Jack Mormon? Does that
yeah.
mean you used to be Mormon and now you jack off?
No, just don't practice anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, interesting. So you're a fan of Zoe's.
Yeah, I've seen some of her work, and she's gorgeous.
She is. She's so elegant and composed, isn't she, even when she's having, like, squirting orgasms?
Yeah.
I'm just so amazed at that. Right. Mm. Mm. She looks that way. Yeah. So, Stacy, are you married or single?
Married.
Does your husband also like Zoe?
You know, I don't know.
Mm. Well, you maybe should share that. I mean, this is interesting. Usually it's the husband looking at the porn and the wife doesn't know. This is, of course... the 21st
century. I do
century.
A lot of girl-girl.
Yeah.
I do. I know.
Was it a girl-girl?
In fact, I was just with her not too long ago.
Does your husband know about your bisexual tendencies, Stacy?
Oh, yeah, he does.
He does. Oh, well, then you should share Zoe with him.
Yeah, I will.
And do you have a girlfriend in addition to your husband?
No.
It's just a fantasy?
I love a pretty woman.
You have a... I
like to look at pretty women.
You like to look, but you haven't actually touched and licked and fingered.
No.
Do you want to do that?
I don't know.
What if
I was just intrigued.
What if Zoe Holloway was available?
You know, I don't know, but I've got to go. So
okay. Hubby's calling. Wow. All right. Well, it's hot to know you have a fan like that, huh?
This in Utah of all places.
Jack Mormon. Hmm. I like that. Mormon jacking off. Yeah. Mm. So that's exciting. So, Aria, where did you grow up?
Chicago.
Talking to your microphone, huh?
Yes,
yeah.
Chicago.
And what got you into this dark and decadent world?
Oh, God. I was always like a good kid, you know, went to school, got good grades, went to college, graduated, realized that...
Yeah, what did you major in?
Nursing.
Nursing?
Yeah.
Ah, well, nurses are very sexual.
Hence the arm.
What's on your arm now? Oh, there's a nurse, Betty Page nurse.
Yes.
Wow, awesome. You know, yeah. We interviewed Betty Page. I interviewed Betty Page on the show.
Wow.
When she was alive, yeah. Yeah, one of her very rare interviews. I mean, her first television, radio interview.
Yeah.
So anyway, you were inspired by Betty Page, I guess, and nursing.
Yes and no. The whole porn thing, I guess, came from realizing that, like, I spent my whole life doing what everybody else wanted me to do. So it was just kind of like my way of just breaking free from all that.
Mm. See, when you don't want to be heard, that's when I hear you.
Sorry.
Ma'am, remember?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right. Of course, I should be a good hostess and get my assistant up here to offer shots of agua to my guests. And Zoe, I think, knows the ritual of agua we have here.
I think last time I had this, it was after licking salt off Annie Cruz's left breast.
The salt is a very important part of the ritual. We have fresh salt from agua, coca leaf liqueur. So do you like a little liqueur? Would you like some?
Sure.
Would you like to try?
Absolutely.
Okay.
What do you got?
Well, we've got agua coca leaf liqueur made from the coca leaf, but very, you know, legal.
Is it delicious?
It is.
I would love some.
It's delicious. But there's a ritual.
What's the ritual?
The ritual is that you take the salt and you put it on a body part, hopefully of someone else, and you lick it off, and then you down your shot.
I can do that.
Okay.
I am very capable.
Well, good. Well, good. Well, we're distributing the salt all around, and we're going to get the little shots here, so you guys can get in the spirit of Independence Weekend. Whoa! Yeah. Mm. So, restraint. Do you like to be restrained in your personal life? Looking at you, Aria.
Okay, I was like, me or her? Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I definitely
you like to be tied up?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend?
Neither.
You are polyamorous or just in between lovers?
I don't know. I just kind of like being single. I don't really like the whole idea of a relationship.
Right. Okay. Why should you? Yeah.
Pretty much.
You want to be free.
Exactly.
I mean, that's freedom for you.
Yeah, that it is.
Yeah. Now, you guys are in a relationship. You're not free at all.
Oh, but we're totally free.
I would argue that point. We're in a relationship, but actually, both Aria and Zoe played my wife on film.
Yeah. So you're in an open relationship. Or is it only open for business? I mean, you only do the open stuff with on your, the movies that you're making.
We work, we don't date. Outside of our...
Basically, there has to be a camera rolling or money has to have changed hands.
But
or,
it does...
Or preferably both.
And these are maybe, I don't know, reasons, excuses, but I will say this, it does at least give you the opportunity to, you know, mingle your pheromones with other people.
Exactly.
Which is really how the human body and soul, I think, was created to do that, you know. Monogamy is a social construct that's fun, but unnatural. Mm. So we're ready here? We're ready? Are you going to...
Are we doing shots?
Yeah.
Can I just tell you, I'm like mesmerized by your snake right now.
You are?
I really am.
You like snakes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, good. Would you like to hold her?
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, you should come up here to hold her.
Okay.
Right? Okay. And you could come up here to do your shot.
I can come up there to do my shot.
Yeah,
well, let's go.
Yeah,
up there.
You could. Right. Okay, so I need my lovely assistant, Pamela, to help me out here with the salt they abandoned. All right. There's your microphone. Maybe Ian. Maybe Ian should hold the microphone and he should talk.
I should talk. She likes snakes. If you lay her down, it'll just run all over her little nubile body.
This is Eve
and
from
it'll be
the
amazing.
Garden of Eden. Yes, she likes you. She's exploring you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that work for you, Jesse?
You have to put the microphone in front of her face, though, for her to talk.
This is great.
Yeah. She's an Akita corn snake, and she has a beautiful little checkerboard stomach. Mm-hmm. Mm. Beautiful. Yes. Let her run along your body here. Yeah, like that. Okay. Oh, well, while you're doing that, you guys should do your shots. Who are you going to do yours with?
I'm not sure if I want a shot.
Yeah?
Tonight. Yeah.
You're not sure.
I'm driving.
Okay, I'm going to let you decide.
I drove myself.
How about you? Do you want a shot?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so who are you going to lick your salt off of?
You know what? Since me and you came here alone by ourselves.
Would you like one of my breasts?
I'm going to nominate you.
Okay.
Nominate
you.
All right, so we have shots going on in one corner and snake acts going on in the other. We're here at the circus of sex called Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown LA. Mm. And Ian Rath is taming the snake. He's actually got his slave in a chain made out of snake, a collar. Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, doesn't she look lovely like that?
She does. She does.
Looks amazing.
She does look amazing.
Girl, we're
okay, so here we go. We've got some shots going on here. Just put that salt right on her titty.
How much do I use?
Well, I don't know how much salt you like. Just lick it up.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. That's it. Looks like a hefty amount.
Do I lick the salt first?
Talk into the microphone.
Do I lick the salt first?
Yes.
Or how does this work?
You lick the salt first, and then you get to down the shot. There you go.
Yay.
Mm, very good.
There's still more.
Ooh, that's sour.
I like this picture. I like these pictures.
Okay. Nice.
Wow.
Well, you didn't have to down at all, but you did very well.
I didn't know that was an option. I would have.
You are submissive by nature. I mean, I just, you know, do your shot, but you didn't. But okay, that's good. Now you got it all in your system, and you're raring to go.
Yeah.
Okay. What does it make you want to do now?
Salivate, I think.
Salivate.
It's really sour.
Mm.
The salt.
The salt, that is. Yeah, not the drink.
No, yeah, that stuff's actually really good.
Mm. Okay.
The salt is very sour, though.
And did you want to do some shots?
We're just waiting our turn.
Okay.
Yes.
We can.
All right.
Pass the salt, please.
Yes.
Pass
sure.
The salt. All right.
I'll do the boobs. You do the drink. I'm the designated driver, so.
You're the designated boob.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, look at you. You're all tied up in snake. Yes.
This is so amazing.
Mm, yes, she's kind of your bondage now.
It looks like drugs.
Yeah.
The salt totally looks like...
Yeah, she's very relaxed around you. Oh, lick it up. Mm.
See, it's sour.
It is like a ground-up sweet tart.
It's very sour.
Okay, very good. So now, who's going to lick it off of Aria's boobs here?
Yeah.
It's a good question.
It's a very good question.
Well, let's see. Any volunteers out there? How about...
Yeah?
Come on up here.
You don't have to ask me twice.
Okay. I won't ask you twice. Here, come up to this microphone first. Okay. Or maybe Zoe should sit over there for now.
Okay.
And you can sit here. And tell me your name.
My name's Ivy Thornton.
Ivy.
Uh-huh.
Ivy, welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Thank you. Mm.
And are you a mistress or a porn star? Or?
I'm actually work out at Dungeon Servitus in San Diego, so I'm a pro dom, and then I also do some adult work, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're about to do some adult work, I think. Well, you're gonna take your shot off of her boobs, right?
Okay. Yes.
I think her top has to come off.
My top?
Your top, okay. Yeah. You have to provide the boobs. You're a people pleaser, right? How are we doing back here with the snake? Good.
Well, really what she wants to do is lay in the bed and have the snake roll around on her and masturbate.
Yeah, okay. Well, you can do that. Just don't lose the snake, okay?
We don't want to lose the snake,
You're responsible for the snake.
I can
don't let
do
the
that.
Snake just
I'm a
crawl
very
away.
Responsible person.
Okay.
I think she's
I can
liking
tell.
Him.
Yes.
Huh?
You can just lay there in the bed, just right on the flag. You can do that. Right.
Oh, bra off, bra off, bra off.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there was the promise of liquor.
Yeah. Oh, your shot. Yeah, oh, no, we have that there. Except I don't see the bra off here. Is there a rule about bras that you have to keep them on?
What?
You have to keep your bra on?
Trying to, like, not spill the salt.
Oh, don't worry about spilling the salt. I mean, does anybody think she should worry about spilling salt? Yeah.
Yay.
All right, then. The salt hasn't even spilled. Here we go. A little lick. Mmm. Very nice. Okay. And down the hatch. Boy, we've got some good drinkers on this 4th
really
of July
sour.
Weekend. Absolutely. Very good. Okay. Very nice. So, you got that. Okay. And did you have some? Or did you want some?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have some of the agua?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
I sure did.
Oh, that's right, off of Zoe.
Yeah.
I'm trying now to get something off of my new guest here. Well, there's always Doggy here. He must want to lick someone. But I feel like he should lick it off of someone's ass, right?
Gee, you think?
Lick it off of an ass or something, right? Right?
Yeah.
Whose ass? Yeah. Whose ass should the Doggy lick it off of? We've got a shy group tonight.
The doggy's driving tonight.
Oh, the doggy's driving. Well, then you just lick the salt. You don't have to drink anything.
Oh, okay.
Right? Okay. So so whose ass?
I mean, he can lick it off of my ass.
He can lick it off your ass.
Yeah.
All right, then. All right, so now what are you wearing here for him to lick it off your ass? Let's see.
I have a skirt on, but...
You have a skirt? So you're going to... Oh, look at these panties, panty boy. We have
those
some.
Are actual panties. So
these are actual panties now. Panty boy will be pleased. Okay, so he knows how to do this. He's licking before he puts the salt on.
Make it stick
there. And now going to lick up the salt. And okay, you've got the snake. When are you going to lie down?
Well, she wants her shot.
Oh, right. Here we go. We got it.
The snake likes you.
We got it. We got the shot. Okay, and no. Oh, she's going to lick it. Okay, very good.
That's sour, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's salty.
Yeah, not her ass.
It's lime salt. Okay, and down the hatch. Very good.
Yeah,
she's a good little drinker.
She is an excellent little everything.
Yeah. Okay, and now we writhe in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? This is like a very patriotic scene now. Laying on the, I'm going to give her the Yale University pillow, and she's lying on the American flag with the snake. Don't tread on me, one of the great symbols of the American Revolution, all over her as she celebrates Masturbation Month in July. All right. Beautiful. Yes, go for it, girl. With those cute black socks. They're like socks, but they're sexy stockings. And that amazing shaved pussy. With a glittering ring. How you feeling there? Yeah. Jesse. Yeah, feels so good. Showing off to everyone. You're our fireworks. Mm-hmm. You just keep masturbating. The snake is watching now. Yes, you're just mesmerizing the snake and all the people. Everyone's watching Jessie. Jessie's just stroking her pussy. I'm going to put the microphone a little closer to her. If it's not right in her face, don't block her. Yeah, just to the side.
beautiful. So beautiful. Yes, come for us, Jesse. Oh, yes, so beautiful. So dazzling.
Oh, please. Please. Please, can I come?
Yeah.
Can I please come?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, release. You've been restrained, and now you're free. Freedom.
Good girl. Good
girl. Yeah, very good, good girl.
Girl. Are you done?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. Beautiful. Oh. That's for being a good girl.
The microphone.
She was sitting on it. We were. You would hate to have her ass
on the microphone.
No, it was
it?
Great. You know, just hearing the ass rubbing up against the latex.
Moan. Good girl.
Yes. What a. Red ass just matches the flag.
Good.
Let's hear it for Sister Jessie and Brother Ian Rath. Jesse Palmer. Oh, yeah. Those hands. That's what you wanted, Jesse. Oh. Back that ass up. Oh, yeah. Assume the position.
Assume the position.
Is that your favorite position for her?
Yeah, that's a good one. I don't know that I have a favorite position. They're all my favorites.
Yes, she seems like she's very good in all the positions.
Forehead to the ground. That works too.
Let me know if you want something like perhaps a vibrator. A pocket rocket?
A pocket rocket?
Here on the 4th of July, we drop pocket rockets, not Patriot missiles.
Really? I'm more of a Hitachi fan, really.
Oh, really? Well...
Which I see to your left, you're sporting one.
We are sporting one. And we need a condom, just a...
Condoms are good on those. They make them slicker, for one thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Condoms over there. Look at you, so pretty and primed and ready. What do you think, Aria?
I think I agree with you.
Jesse, come.
Pretty hot, huh?
Good girl. Good girl.
Can she pee? Wow. Should she pee in someone's mouth?
You have somebody's mouth she can pee in?
Maybe this guy, the slug puppy.
He's all ready. He's set.
He's ready. Wait. We're all getting so excited. We're talking on the microphone all at once. We need a towel to put under
Slug Puppy's head.
Okay. We got this. Okay. We're now postponing the vibrations.
Where's the?
We need a towel.
Not the towel. The other thing. The red.
Oh, that's over there. No, actually. What is it? Love rug. We've got a love rug. Let's see.
Where is it, Susan?
It's over there. It's red. Pam. Pam. Oh, look at Slut Puppy here. Okay, Slut Puppy. We just need to get you a towel.
Yeah. We're going to get it. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
Squat on his little face.
Okay.
Squat on his slutty little face.
And this. And we need to get...
Underneath his head. We don't want to foul the bed.
No, don't foul the bed. I mean, not that any part of you is foul, but, you know. Just get it in his mouth. And this is a love rug, which we usually use with squirting, but, you know, peeing is okay, too.
Squat on his little slutty face.
Golden showers, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners.
Ah, that's an excellent thing to do.
We knew there was going to be something sparkling for Independence Day weekend. This is Jesse Palmer, under the control and restraint of Ian Rath, peeing. Well, okay, here we go. Peeing into Slut Puppy's mouth on the love rug.
He is a very dirty boy.
Is it? Okay. Okay. Yep. It's getting in his mouth and on his face. He's glugging it down. Oh my! She really did have to pee. Yeah. Oh yeah. And it's getting all over him. She is flooding his mouth and his face, and he's drinking it right down. Golden showers, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Hmm. Yes, the water of life.
Yes.
Kiss
well,
it, lick it off.
Oh, it's good for you. Mm, if you're healthy, then your pee is healthy. Okay, and here's a towel.
Mm. No, wipe your own mouth. I don't really care about slut puppies. Thank you, sir.
Slut Puppy, very good.
We are here to please.
Let's hear it for Brother Slut Puppy and Sister Jessie Palmer and Brother Ian Rath. Yeah, that was quite extraordinary.
Wow.
And yet so simple. It's just peeing, which we all have to do sooner or later. Let's have a microphone in front of Jessie.
Jessie?
So that must have felt good to release all that.
Oh, yes.
You really had to go.
Ooh, I did.
That's now talk about freedom and restraint. You were holding that in, that restraining.
I think it was the orgasm and then the spanking. It got me like really, really excited.
Yes.
And I felt like I was about to lose it.
Now, that could be partially
female
ejaculation.
But I didn't have to walk off the show to go.
No, so that was beautiful. You shouldn't walk off the show when you have a perfectly good human toilet nearby. Really?
Can I just say I've never done that. I've never pissed in anyone's mouth. Thank you for being my first.
Oh, well,
wow. How'd that make you feel, sweetie?
Better than him, less than you.
It was fun, huh? Yeah.
Did you feel empowered?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Did pissing down his throat give you a sense of a good rush?
Put it microphone in her face. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Mm.
That was so hot. Thank you.
Thank you so
he
much.
He swallowed it so well.
I know.
I love when women piss on me.
You love it.
I do.
I mean, is it an act of submission for you, or is it an act of sensuous pleasure?
I think the biggest foundation is I like to empower women.
Yes.
There's a bit of a female persona within me.
Yes.
Who's a man-hater.
A man-hater.
Yeah, there's a little bit of irony there. And so it just is fantastically fun to get pissed
this
on by girls.
This is very interesting because, you know, a lot of people hate themselves in this world, you know, and there's all these self-esteem classes and seminars and books about how to raise your self-esteem. Maybe you shouldn't even bother. Maybe you should just, you know, continue to hate yourself worship somebody else.
Environmentally, it's good. It's better than sending it to Santa Monica Bay.
Yeah. There you go.
Right?
Absolutely. Well, but anyway, how did it taste for you?
Actually, she's well hydrated today.
Yeah, I think part of it was female ejaculate. I think because she did it right after the orgasm. Be a little careful with it right now because, you know,
should we put her away?
Well, we could. You like her, I know. But I think when you get into an orgasmic state, she kind of gets a little nervous.
Do you think she can smell pheromones?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah?
She definitely smells pheromones, yes.
That's really cool.
We'll play with her some more.
I don't want to overexcite her.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to put her away for now.
Come here, sir.
But yeah, she certainly excited, provided some great foreplay for you, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes.
You know what? I don't know if I want to pick the pee rag up.
It won't hurt you, really.
Oh, I know.
It's all good. I'm sure somebody over here will take charge.
Yes, certainly.
That's good. Okay, so you got your salt there. Now, don't let the salt spill over there.
Your headset, Susan.
My headset.
It's causing interference.
A little bit.
Okay.
All right. Well, this is all very exciting. A little peeing. The water of life. So you never did that before. You never peed into someone's mouth.
Not in their mouth. I've peed on them, but
on
not
them.
In their mouth.
Mm.
No.
Just on the body.
Yes.
On the cock.
Yes.
Mm.
Well, and chest.
And chest, right.
Yeah.
On guys?
Yes, ma'am.
Not girls?
Never.
Mm. Have you ever been peed on?
Yes, ma'am.
Who peed on you?
I don't want to mention names, but I had a previous dom.
Ah, okay. Now, so that means Ian Rath hasn't peed on you yet?
No, ma'am. Ian really doesn't like pee play.
But
he's just respectable.
Oh, okay. Well, he certainly was a good showman about it. He, you know, I mean,
yeah.
he seemed to, well, you know, I mean, you had to go.
And yes, ma'am.
We didn't want you to get lost on your way to the ladies' room, so.
Of course not.
Right. You're not into pee play, though. You just kind of enjoyed her doing it.
No, if she enjoys herself, that's what she wants to do.
Uh-huh.
It's all good.
Yeah, what if she would want you to pee on her?
I would pee on her. I would pee on her in a heartbeat. But if she wants to pee on slut puppy over there, it is really hot.
Mm.
I don't have a problem with that.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I don't either.
Have you ever peed on someone, Zoe?
Yes, I have.
Talk in the microphone.
Yes, it's hot,
I
right?
Have.
It's hot, huh?
Yes.
Oh, good Lord,
yeah.
That was amazing.
And just squirted in a scene and picked it up off the desk and drenched him in it as well. I love all the hydration things. That
well, yeah, well, you're a squirter, right?
Yeah.
Right, but the peeing is more, I don't know. Well, I guess they're both liberating. They're both
mm-hmm.
about the restraint of holding back, either holding back your pee or holding back your orgasm, and then you release in this whoosh of liquid. Beautiful.
It's a moment of empowerment. When you're peeing in somebody's mouth, you're empowered.
Wow, you sound like you could be into it.
I have done it before, yeah.
Well, why?
Have you ever peed in anybody's mouth?
Oh, yeah.
And how did it make you feel?
Exactly that way.
Did you feel empowered?
I felt empowered and very sensuous. Sometimes it's, I guess if you're doing it to someone, it's more empowering. And if you're sharing it with someone, it's just like this sensuous thing, you know.
It's a very submissive act to be peed on. We're slut, but wouldn't you say you felt very submissive being peed on?
It's an interesting moment because I feel like I'm empowering the girl.
Uh-huh.
So you don't feel like you're being submissive. You feel like you're empowering somebody.
In the moment, yes, sir.
Okay.
Perhaps when it's running up my nose and my eyes, then I'm a little submissive. But
but
when it's running down the back of your
he
throat,
he is commanding our attention. He's commanding all of our attention. So maybe that's why he feels a little powerful, because he's like in the middle of the stage and everybody's looking and impressed with his pee-swallowing abilities.
Yeah, it's also very ancient medicine. And
right, he's getting healed.
He's getting healed.
He's totally healed. Baptized.
Urine
it's holy water.
Urine, unless you're really sick or something, is really not bad for you at all.
All right.
My ex-wife used to drink a cup every day, every morning.
Of yours?
No, of hers.
Well, Madonna says it cures athlete's foot.
It cures athlete's foot,
yeah.
Yeah, it's good for wounds.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
It's the water of life, you know,
uh-huh.
before the other stuff came along. It's sterile, too. It's totally sterile when it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just want to, you know, let's just talk about that a little bit. Give it some educational, you know, value.
Yes,
today's
medicinal
world.
Value
medicinal,
is very important. This is all educational, but we're talking medicinal here.
Right.
Okay. So how about you, Aria? Have you ever peed on somebody?
No, I have never peed on anyone, and I have never been peed on.
Would you like to?
Have you ever peed on yourself?
Jesse's getting to the point.
No, actually.
We have a human.
Oh, you must have. When you were a little girl.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
See, we've all peed on ourselves, at least.
Correct.
Have you ever wanted to pee on anybody?
The thought hasn't really crossed my mind.
Really? See?
And if it crossed your mind now, how would you feel about it?
Now it's crossed my mind, but I still don't know how I
now
feel
it's
about
pounding
it.
On the door of your mind.
Yeah, right?
Well, I think if you ever wanted to pee on anybody, now might be the opportunity. If you had to pee.
I was just going to say, if I had to pee, I'd take you up on there right now, but I don't have to pee.
I think someone's running to get some water.
Yeah. 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 So you don't have to. You peed earlier.
It's kind of like Murphy's Law, of course. Like all the other times in life, you have to pee. But now, of course, I don't have to pee.
That's stage fright kind of kicks in.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Peeing in public.
Well, let's see your panties.
My panties?
Yeah, yeah. Panty Boy's been writing to you, haven't you noticed?
I just have green ones.
Oh, let's see. Let's see. Take off the skirt.
That's my favorite color.
Mine too.
Lime green?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Aww.
That really is my favorite color.
Mine too. It's beautiful.
That's like an aqua.
It's definitely like a lime.
Yeah.
Oh, a lime more. Okay.
I have it in my tattoo on my back.
Really?
That was like, I went and I got flowers and I said, if anything, I definitely want lime green.
Do you two know each other?
No, ma'am.
I looked around. We were soulmates in a past life.
You think you were soulmates?
Maybe.
Possibly.
Would you like to lick salt off of her boobs?
Of course. Ian? Is that okay?
He's gone. Who cares?
Oh, he's gone.
Ian.
No, I can't. I'm not sneaky. I'm not sneaky no more. I'm not sneaky no more.
Sneaky when you were a kid.
I'm not sneaky with him. I don't know what happens.
I'm trying to get her in trouble right now.
He's gone.
Shall we wait?
No.
Shall we wait?
What?
Shall
we can't wait.
Please?
This is a show.
Okay. Ian, I'm licking salt off of her boobs, if you hear me. Is that
there
cool?
There you go.
Is that okay?
What?
If I lick salt off
just
of her boobs?
Yes. Just say yes.
Please
whatever
say
it is,
say
yes.
Want to lick salt off? Off what body part?
Her boobs.
Well, if she comes up here, yeah, absolutely.
Yay!
Come on.
Will you come up here?
Come on, little girl.
I'm sorry, I couldn't be sneaky into behind her back.
I was trying to coax her to do it behind
are
your
you
back.
She
yeah, she's trying to get me in trouble.
Are you an instigator?
I just wanted to prove that she was true to you.
And I appreciate that. Everybody needs to be tested now and then.
Here comes Aria.
Yay!
Aria strutting up the
All right, I'm putting
down
the mic now.
What do we have? Do we have a caller or somebody?
Yeah, online one.
Line one, who is it? Here. Okay, line one, we have Robert. Oh, Robert. Okay, he can ask a question. Let him ask a question. He's a little slow.
How are we doing, Dr. Black?
I'm good, Robert. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July to you.
Okay.
My question to one of the girls was hopefully to the dominatrix.
We have some doms here.
Yeah. I would like to ask her that if she's a dominant person, does she ever switch to be a submissive?
Well, we do have that here. If you were listening carefully, you'd know that Zoe does that. She goes back and forth. Right? Zoe?
I do. Yes.
Okay, so there's your answer. She goes back and forth. I think you guys are pretty submissive, right? Or you go back and forth?
I actually do some professional dominatrix work.
I bet you do.
However, my only because I'm kind of a pain whore, a pain slut.
Masochist.
Yes, ma'am. So I find it really distracting to be a pain-inducing dominatrix. So I'm more of a humiliator.
Humiliating guys that just can't have you.
Yes, of course. Of course.
Like Robert, for instance. Well, he's on the phone.
Of course.
Right now. Robert.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the slave puppy over here.
Well, okay, either one, actually. They both can't have you.
Neither, of course.
Robert like
would he?
Well, the main reason why I didn't listen to the show was because while we were trying to get the
Okay, Robert. Anyway, we got the answer to your question, I think. I don't know. How about you, mistress?
Yes,
please. But I do like pain a lot, so I do bottom occasionally. Like, I really love pain and need that. It's a good release for me.
It is, huh?
Yeah.
freaking amazing.
There's nothing that can replace it.
Though. Right, and there's times, like I was telling you, there's times, like, I get so into it that I just start bawling my eyes out. Like, I cry really, really hard, and I slobber, and I cry, and I bawl.
From pain.
And I break down.
In a certain way.
It's not painful. I mean, of course it's painful, but it's not, like, emotionally painful. It's just, like, so, it's such a release that...
Kind of like a shiatsu massage, because that's painful, but it's a release.
Yes, yeah.
So I think a good spanking or whatever pain thing you're doing, if it's like a good shiatsu massage, it just releases tension.
It releases everything. Tears, orgasms, squirt, like absolutely everything. It's pretty amazing.
Mm. All right. Okay, you got the answer to your question now, Robert.
Yes, I do.
Good boy. Now, don't be setting off any amateur fireworks because you'll be losing your fingers. And how are you going to finger anybody with no fingers? Okay?
I understand, and I don't know how I'm going to jack up with no fingers either.
Well, there you go. Got to use those fingers. Okay, but have a happy 4th. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. So here we are. We're about to do some salt licking here.
Hey, I just want to let you know that Dr. K came by to say hi.
Oh, yeah. Dr. K.
Yeah. No, hey. He's not here. He's not here. He had to leave.
Oh.
Yeah. But.
Oh, well, hey, Dr. K.
Yeah. And Dr. K saved Dr. Susie's life.
Yeah.
A few years ago, and anyway.
Oh well, he was here for a while.
He'll come back. He said some other time.
Okay. Okay. Well, so now you've lost me completely. Okay.
Sorry about that.
Now who is here? Okay, you're here. Jesse is definitely here, but the microphone is in your lap. So are you ready to do your salt licking?
Of course.
Yes. Okay, where is the salt?
Where is the salt?
Yes, here we go.
So, liquor first. We'll lick where you're going to put the salt.
Where do you want me to put the salt? Yeah.
Left breast, right above the nipple.
Yes,
right above the nipple. Right. Okay, here we go. Right above that nipple. So, by the way, in this Independence Day weekend, this Freedom weekend, we are also celebrating the freedom of our French friend, DSK, who we've almost completely given his freedom back at this point.
Yeah.
Dominique Strauss-Kahn, and he's been held.
Who a lot of people hate.
Yeah, you know, he does...
I just want to get in and out of those Porsches. I just want to clarify something. Just because you're a socialist doesn't mean you have to be poor.
And just because you're a womanizer doesn't mean you're a rapist.
I agree.
Right? No. Oh, no, I want to hear that from Jesse. What?
I agree.
Right? I mean, there's a lot of people who have various sex partners, from and hotel maids to neighbors.
Right. And I want to just say, since I'm a communist socialist motherfucker, I want to say they're also rich socialists, you know? You don't have to be poor to be a socialist. You can even have a Porsche.
No.
And a mansion or two.
Yeah. Well, he does, you know, he does have a lot of money. The wife does, the family does. And, yes.
Ian says, when you're ready, I'm ready.
Oh, okay, we're ready. We're just talking politics.
We'll just, yes, ma'am.
Do you want politics or do you want sex?
Both.
Okay.
What
okay.
is going on over there?
Okay,
Jesse. Okay, ready for sex now.
Good to go.
Lick it. Lick it good. And down the hatch.
Good girl.
Wow.
Swallow it all.
So did you like providing your breasts for her delectation? Yeah, that was nice. Okay. Do you need some more yourself?
What?
Do you want to lick some off of her?
I honestly don't think I should drink
anymore. Oh, okay. Well, I'm probably it for me to try to get you drunk.
No.
No way. Aw, look at this. This is some sort of little girl thing. Okay. And, we have a tweet from John Cat Fur Family, who is one of our friends in France, actually, who happens not to be a fan of DSK, by the way. He is not a fan. But
He's not a very good Frenchman.
Well, I don't know. He's a great Frenchman. And he says 1 liter of pee is healthy and good for the skin.
That's correct, right.
Yes.
1 liter a day?
1 liter of pee, he says. He specifically has this measured.
This is not wine. Okay.
Well, I think for some Frenchmen, it's like your wine. You have a cellar with, with
a lot of pee.
You know, your Chateau.
Chateau, yeah. Yes.
Your different.
My good, look, goodness, look at this
cute little body thing. Here. Oh yeah, hubba hubba.
Structure, engineering structure.
Well, it's you, Aria. You're here now. What are you going to do to entertain us?
Get the microphone. Hello.
Not entirely sure.
No, you're not.
You have 10 minutes, Doc.
Okay. You have 10 minutes. Well, about six. Well, you don't have to pee yet, because Slub Puppy's standing there.
No, and I really wish I did.
And he's naked.
Is that the dildo?
What is
that? That's his tail, his puppy tail that we put in his ass.
Oh, put that in his ass.
Yeah, that's way more entertaining than anything I can come up with.
Put that in his ass.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
All right.
Slub Puppy is going to take it up the ass.
Ah.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Wow, okay, he's taking it. This is a butt plug. It's not 18 inches, though. But, it's coming out.
It was upside down.
Upside down.
Please, yeah, put it back in.
Really.
Put it back in.
Put it in and keep it in, okay?
That's quite a bit for no lube.
It's got Crisco.
He has Crisco on it.
All right. Chris, your cholesterol must be through the roof. I only use it anally.
Wow. Okay, so now you have a tail.
Yeah, and we have some mitts and knee pads.
And it wags.
Oh. Okay.
Could we get him up here?
Yeah, get him up here. I think you put on his mitts and knee pads and bring the dog up here. I think on a leash.
On a leash.
Or, you know, isn't that how you bring dogs places?
Yeah, we brought a leash, too, so we have that.
Now, Fur Family might be upset because he's into cats, but...
Well, tough luck.
What's here? You want to talk on the microphone?
What did the court say?
What did the courts?
The card say?
Oh, I thought we were talking about the court.
I missed out. I'm so sorry.
I was here thinking about Dominique and the court.
No, I missed out. What did it say?
Oh, the card said that a liter of pee is very healthy.
Is it?
Yeah, a liter of pee. I don't know whether it's a day or every once in a while.
Right.
You know.
Well, it's also good.
They should call back and let us know. Is it like a day or is
no,
it?
No,
like
it's also good for the skin. In the morning, my ex-wife was.
Well, see, I heard that like those Asian cultures that drink urine as I don't know, like it's kind of like an antioxidant.
Yeah, like
or
it's
something.
A yogi thing.
You have a great butt.
Oh, thank you.
But I hear, like, it's an antioxidant or something.
Yes,
like,
it is.
Really, really
absolutely.
Good for you.
Absolutely.
I mean, and I also heard, which I'm not clear on because I don't really deal with the ocean, but I heard that if you get, like, stung by a jellyfish, it's cool to pee on it.
Yeah, and this has pee all over it.
It obviously has medicinal properties. I don't mind sitting in my own piss, though.
Here comes the dog.
Right,
the dog's coming.
Okay.
Here's the dog.
Oh, here comes.
Oh, looky here.
Wow. He's all decked out in doggy fashion. Okay. Okay, so now let's have him do a trick, I guess.
I'm liking this.
Yeah, what does this dog do? I mean,
okay.
Does it do
He's
anything?
He's got a doggy toy. It's like a regular dog with a tail. I don't know if I want a doggy toy.
Can I throw it? Yeah?
You throw it. There
Thank
you go.
You.
Ready?
Okay. This is what the fetish nation citizens do for fun.
Grab it.
What do you think, Jimmy Broadway?
Ivy.
I've actually done a little puppy play.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Do you enjoy being a puppy yourself?
That was great.
It's an interesting experience because it getting back to the whole freedom concept. You basically free your mind and
to be an animal.
You right. just become
you become a dog.
The puppy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Wow.
A lot
yes,
of guys would like to
does.
Be
I am
the tail. It looks a little like a rat's tail though, I must say.
I'm
I'm so impressed right now.
Yeah.
I'm a little speechless. I want to, like, wash his back off because he's sweating. I want to, like, help him. I want to make
him
feel better.
There's a towel around here somewhere. There's
Can
the
I
towel.
Do that?
It's
Is it okay?
Got pee in it, but it's okay.
Got pee in it.
Is that okay?
Yeah,
okay
sure.
With
I'll hold,
Thank
I'll hold
you.
That.
Yeah.
You know, so what do you think about the doggy?
She's funny.
Would you like a pet like this at home?
I kind of would.
Yeah. Yeah, would you like him to do anything for you?
Like,
what's this?
He knows basic tricks like sit and lay down and stuff if you want to tell him to do anything.
Sit and lay down.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Are there doggy treats to give him?
Can he
yeah,
co-
we have doggy treats in there too.
Does he do anything with his other tail?
With his Well, usually we pull his actual tail out and fist him, but
you pull his actual tail out. Oh, no. I mean his cock.
No, we don't really use that.
You don't use it. You ignore
I like
that.
Hitting it.
You hit it.
Yeah.
Does he
like to have his cock hit?
Sometimes.
Really?
Does he try
to
hump you?
Your cock hit?
I mean, does he try to hump you or anything like that?
No.
Yeah, dogs
doesn't ever try to hump me. Or
really?
You
want
to smack
well,
it?
That's
for
a pretty good
sure.
fucking dog.
Would that be okay with you, or is that? I don't want to. I mean, some guys are into that. You seem to be into a lot of things. Yeah. Okay. And look at this.
Aww.
She's so sweet. She just wiped her pee all over your back. But anyway, okay, you are really cute. We'd like to see her do something to your penis, whatever you'll let her do, or she'll let you do, or she'll do.
Uh-oh.
So fascinated
sit on
by
that
the
tail.
Tail.
Yeah, the tail. Now he has to sit on his tail.
That hurts.
Okay, and now she's going to whack it.
What are you doing?
Wow, I didn't think we'd put a microphone there. Smack it. Does that hurt?
Yes, ma'am.
Too much?
No, not yet.
Okay. Are you proud of yourself? You're taking the pain?
I enjoy pain, especially from Miss Ivy.
Oh, yes. Okay.
4 minutes.
All right. Whack, whack, whack. Well, you're seeing fireworks of pain. Definitely. All right. Let's hear it for Miss Ivy and Brother Slug Puppy. Took a lot of pain. Not many guys would have their penis whacked Ooh. Like that. No. Would you want to do that? Would you want to whack a penis?
I don't know.
All right, I'll leave it at that. And do you get a thrill or do you get an erotic charge out of hurting his penis like that?
I get off on the power exchange, the fact that he'll give himself up to me. That
yeah.
really turns me on.
Are you a sadist? Or
yes, I am very much a sadist.
Okay, because he was sweating there from having his penis. Look at his tail. Though it looks like he might eliminate his tail if we're not careful.
Yeah.
Okay, push that tail back in there. I don't want his tail
that
to
looks like a snake.
I know. It looks like a rat's tail to me. Okay.
Ooh.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, it's really good muscle control because he's done a lot of anal stuff.
Sphincter
so.
Control.
Yeah.
This is about your sphincter muscle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Zoe's enjoying this, right? Yeah, okay. Well, we're almost out of time, actually.
Yep.
Should we go around and
yeah,
let
let's
everybody
find out where everybody is?
Find out where everybody
find
is.
All you perverts, wonderful perverts.
Okay, well, let's start with you. Where can we find you on the internet?
I'm under ivythornton.com. I have my website up there, and it has all my information.
All right. And how about Slut Puppy here? Do you have a place we can find you if we want a dog?
I'm actually on Facebook under the California Leather Sir Competition. So if you look at California Puppy and also SB Chris on Facebook.
Or you can find him at the kennels.
Right.
Downtown.
I have to ask, what do you do in real life? Or is this what you do?
I actually own a company, and I do web programming, database programming, CAD design of products.
You own a company. So you're one of these, like, classic guys that, you know, runs things in your regular life, so then in your fantasy life or in your theatrical life, erotic life, you
I like to think of this as my regular life.
Oh, okay.
And
the
then
other
that
thing.
Other thing I go to enables this life.
Ah, okay. Okay, cool. All right. And where do we find you?
That would definitely be Aria Aspen on Facebook, Aria Aspen on Twitter, and Aria Aspen on everything else.
All right. Let's see those panties again.
Panty boy. Y'all, here, we have to get you a new pair of panties.
Oh, I was going
to
get a biscuit. Look at this.
Aww.
Let's feed the dog. Come on.
Poor doggy. Here, pick a pair of panties. There you go. Pick a pair of panties. And where do we find you guys?
www.severesocietyfilms.com, which has links to all of our other things, including our mobile site and our Clips for Sale stores and other things where you can get the amazing scene of Chris and the 18-inch dildo and Zoe.
Awesome. And Zoe, where
yes.
do we find you?
Thank you.
MILFPornXXX.com
and
ZoeHolloway.com, and I'm on Twitter, the Zoe Holloway.
Oh. Okay.
I kind of have to take off my shoes, though.
You can take off your shoes. Go ahead.
Yep.
Yeah, we're having a panty change here.
Yeah.
Look at those shoes. Wow.
No. They're
not
cute.
Very
comfortable.
Wow. Oh,
yeah. More comfortable.
Well, so where's Ian Rath? We have to get him
hubba
to get out
hubba on the boots.
Yeah, those are beautiful.
Where's Ian?
Very nice boots, yeah. Okay, but they're coming off.
Everything's coming
okay,
off.
Everything's coming. We're now having a little strip tease. Maybe we should have a little music
wow.
for this.
Yeah. I am in no way, shape, or form rhythmically inclined, so can we not do the dancing?
Oh, no dancing. Okay, no, just for stripping, but okay. Here we go.
La da 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 la da da da. Haru, haru.
Oh
nice.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Very good. Okay.
That's a good dog.
He is.
I just
good.
Like how the tail.
Can you give them the microphone here so we can?
Well, she's got to change her panties.
Oh, she's
going to
change
We're
her panties.
We're doing a quick panty change here.
Okay.
Oh, look at this. Shaved pussy, completely shaved. You have to show off your shaved pussy. Come on. Come on. Show it off. Show it off. You shaved it. You don't want to turn around?
What?
Turn around. Turn around. Wait. That's right. That's a girl. And now hold it right around your knees for just a moment. There you go. And now upsy-daisy. Aw, look
whoa,
at the new
nice.
Panties. Very nice.
You like that,
righties.
Doggy?
Yes. Very nice. Very nice. Little boy shorts. They're very cute. Okay. And now you're back. Awesome. Tell us where we can find you on the internet.
Everywhere. Most recently, fetishnation.com.
Okay.
Honestly, it's probably my best fetish shoot ever in the industry. I really let go, and it was super intense, and it was with
Ian Rath.
Ian Rath.
You are super intense. You are fabulous. And we find you at Fetish Nation.
I am fetishnation.com. You will find me there.
You
7 days a week.
You are the whole nation.
I am the whole nation.
Wow. That's great. That's like Mao Zedong in China or something. Didn't he say he was China or something like that? Okay. Well, thank you so much, brothers
okay.
and sisters, lovers and sinners.
Yeah. Before we end, right after this, we want to take a group picture.
Yes, okay.
For the magazine called Speakeasy Magazine.
Yeah.
And we have to have a cover shot and an uncovered shot, okay?
Right, we're going to do that in just a moment.
And which photographers are going to do that?
But should I wind it up?
Yes,
okay.
Please do.
All right, so, this is wonderful. Look at you. Well,
if
brothers and
you give
sisters,
her your feet.
Lovers and sinners, I'm moving into the erotic after party section of the show. What should I do? You want to lick my boots? Yeah? Okay, and I'm getting my boots licked by the lovely Jesse Palmer. And I'm going to just tell you to be good. Don't sneak around. Okay? You've got to have complete disclosure in the 21st century or someone will find you anyway. So, be good, be happy, try not to hurt anyone, drop pocket rockets, not Patriot missiles, be careful with those fireworks, don't be popping off your fingers, or how are you going to finger anybody? Okay. And try not to take out your feelings of humiliation on bombing small countries.
Right.
Okay.
And after you're finished, I want to take some credit for us who are all in this business for the Arab Spring. So.
Yes. Oh,
yes.
Arab Spring.
Yeah.
That's
well,
right.
I don't want George Bush to take credit for the Arab Spring. The pornographers should take credit for the Arab Spring because the internet has penetrated deeply into the world. And, you know, freedom and democracy are a farce, but sex is not. And once we've opened the curtains in those worlds, and we are the supreme therapist to the Arab world, once we've opened those curtains, we know why they're in the streets today. And they're in the streets today because they saw pussy, and they saw revolution, and they saw revelation. And so I don't want the military to take credit for all of this. We are the front shock troops in the world, and we, in this business, are changing the world.
Mm. Say it, Brother Max.
You got it, baby.
Yeah.
We're winning.
And I'm getting my boots sucked.
That's right.
By an expert. Definitely an expert. Yes. Brothers and sisters, I want you to be good. I want you to be happy. Drop pocket rockets, not Patriot missiles. Practice the bonobo way of peace through pleasure. Whoa! Bonobo way of peace through pleasure. And make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.